Welcome to another edition of Passive Income with your host, Luke Brooks. That's me. That's who I am. Been here for a long time. Gonna stay here for a long time. And I want y'all cats to stay locked in on what we're gonna talk about. So, today, I want to talk about overcoming the odds. Overcoming the odds sounds like, what do you mean? Like a fight or something like this? In life, odds. You always hear people say, hey, the odds are against you, or these are the odds, or whatever, things like that. Overcoming the odds in online marketing. And I'm going to go ahead and break it down right now. You know, 95% are going to fail as an online marketer. It's that 5% that succeed and explode on the market. And a lot of people call that as a scam. And I don't call it as a scam. I call it as understanding what your environment is. Those odds sound pretty bad, but you have to overcome those. Luke, how do I overcome those type of odds when you're telling me that 95% of us is not going to make it? What you have to do is first look at who you're following. How did you get into trying to make money online? Who are you following? Because I won't lie, I'll tell you my story. I started this back in 2015, I believe. Doing it 2015. You know, having a good time. And I was like, I can make some more money. It was this fixed income thing. It's not all there, you know. A lot of people's all right with fixed income, but I'm not. Because that means you get yourself in bad habits. You get yourself where you're overspending. You're spending more than you have. You're making bad decisions where you're buying stuff that you really don't need. I got myself in those situations. I start moving money in one area, moving it to another area, you know, and it caught up with me. So I was like, okay, what do we need to do here? So I say to myself, when I saw this one company, hey, we can do this, or I seen a Facebook ad, hey, you can make this money by basically posting a couple of ads on Facebook, it caught me. So that doesn't sound too bad. So then I signed up underneath a person, you know, young, dumb, and naive. Then ask the top questions, you know. The questions about how are they doing it, can you show it to me, show me your training plan, show me exactly what the material is, your training aids. Yeah, I just assume, oh, everything's good based off what was given to me. Wrong. So then I followed another person, and they sound pretty good, and I did get a couple of sales with the other person, because they were teaching a different way of how to make money with that same program. But he got caught in a situation, not with the online business, like he didn't go to jail or anything, but when we switched over to another program that he was trying to push for us, it didn't go too well. It didn't go too well because that company folded, and instead of him just talking, just like, hey guys, I didn't see that come, but you always got to be aware of your surroundings, just question, have a questioning attitude. He was just like, that's your fault. Excuse me. That's your fault that you didn't ask the right questions, and that you shouldn't have one source of income, which he never really taught us. Only thing he taught us was that, hey, I'm the greatest marketer ever out here, and I'm this and that, and I'm blah blah this and blah blah that. Well, that backfired on him too, because when he did it, a lot of people left him, and he never recovered. And from that point, I started to look around and say, okay, who can really help me? And I tagged up with a few other people that really helped me, and I tagged up one of my mentors, John Vogue, and he really laid it out. He did not sugarcoat it. He didn't sit there and try to say, hey, yeah, we're going to do this. First, let's say I'm not a marketer. I like making software. And he broke that down, what that meant. He showed us the course. He showed us how we're doing. He said, if you follow this, it will work. It's just a numbers game. It's not a it may work, blah, blah, blah. It's a numbers game. He showed exactly how he did it, how he worked it. You know, he overcome the odds by increasing his odds in his favor by saying, hey, this is the steps that you need to take place. And you have to follow along in order for you to succeed. Straight up, straightforward, no issues. If you get the wrong type of teacher, take it as a learning lesson, because you might jump in here and get the right teacher from the get-go. If you get that, you know, that's a blessing, right? That's a blessing in disguise. You see in sales immediately, because you'll see a lot of people say, hey, you'll get sales by such and such. John didn't do that. John was like, man, it depends on you. I'm not going to sit there and say you can get sales right after you finish this course, but your chances of getting your sales will increase. It depends on who you marketing, how you marketing. If you follow step by step, you will get sales, but I can't tell you when. Depends on you. And that's true, it depends on you. You have to take that action. You have to be able to change those odds into your favor. If you can't do that, then this may not be for you. And it was honest. It felt like someone turned the light switch on for me, and it was my first time seeing the light. I never ever imagined this taking place for me, but it did. And I was glad. I was glad that it took place. And with the learning that I've been developing from him and increasing my own type of learning by saying, hey, create your own products at the end. He's giving you. He gave me the thought of, don't just have this thing in my name. Make it yours. Put your name on. Slap your name on it. Make your own products. Make your own little insights. It really, really, really affected me, and I'm so glad that I met him. Overcome your odds, whether it's just you born a certain way, you being the wrong color, or you being a certain height, or you with a certain condition. Don't let that be your crutch. Overcome those odds. If you overcome those odds, you will strive far. You have to be in control of your destiny. Don't let no one tell you what you're good for. You know your worth. Let your worth shine. A lot of people sit there and try to place limits on people for no reason, just because it makes them feel good. I say to hell with them. I say fuck them, to be honest with you. I say they are not God. They do not know your story. They might see you now and give you a snapshot. I'm like, this is what I see of you. But they do not know how your story is going to be written to the end. They don't. And I used to have an issue with that. I used to have an issue. I get stuck on what people are saying. Oh, I got to worry about people saying. That's another lesson to talk about when your odds. When people are sitting there telling, oh, the chances of you, blah, blah, this and that. Block them out, because they don't know you. Unless they sit there. Unless they basically are your blood kin. Meaning that, hey, that's my mama talking to him, because my mama knows me. Unless you came out of their womb, they don't know you. Okay? They might say, well, based off what I know now. Yeah, based off what you know now, but you jump it into a different venture. Just like if your boss tells you, well, I don't think you're good enough for this, but I see this happening possibly. They can't see the future. They don't know, because you might not be good in one certain area doesn't mean that you're not going to be good in another area. Don't let that mess with your mind, because that's what happens to a lot of people. When people hear all that negative reinforcement, they start thinking, because it's one thing to have constructive criticism, but it's another thing to have negative reinforcement placed on you. You can't let that cite you, because I see a lot of guys, well, hell, if I wasn't good doing this, I probably wouldn't be good starting a business. Starting a business and wherever your job is may be the totally different things. You may not be the same thing. You may be working at Wendy's serving hamburgers right now, and your manager say you're crap when it comes to this. But you might quit that job, find an online business opportunity. Within 3 or 4 months, you start making money that tops whatever you're making at your restaurant or wherever you're working. You would never know unless you try. I know people that was on the last dime having issues, right? And what they did, instead of deal with, you know, letting themselves suffer, wanting to kill themselves, things like that, They dig deep. They dig deep inside themselves to discover something that was never discovered before. And from that point on out, they put that onto whatever product they were pushing. You know, it was the, you know, Russell Brunson's, you know, dot-com secret. I dug deep back in that book for the third time, really looking at what needed to be done, how it needed to be done, and then I started implementing. I started seeing things that I did not see before. Yes, I read a book before. I read it quiet, you know, no TV, no distractions. Skipped over it, but it's like when it came down to, look, man, it's got to be a better life than this. I really start seeing what I needed to build. Like, how do I need to build this? You know, and it worked itself through. So now it's time to take action. Don't sit there, guys. Don't sit there and let the odds creep on you negatively. You always going to be in good favor unless you know, you'll be in good favor when you take positive action. Don't take reaction. Take proaction. When you go forward with your online business opportunity, you want to be aggressive. If you say, I want to do this for free, that means you're going to require more time and more effort online to do this. And you say, well, I thought this was passive income. Yes, you're going to learn how to do passive income messing with me with my courses that I offer. But for a lot of y'all who may like, I don't want to do that, you got to make a choice. It's not going to be where you just put one ad on and then that's it. Or you make one post and that's it. It requires you to take massive action. Massive action for me, for example, if I was going to do this for free, let's say I wanted to do my advertisement for free. I don't want to pay no traffic. I don't want to pay anyone to get more ads or anything like that. I have to post in my groups. I have to post in my profile. I need to be posting every day. I need to be showing you stuff constantly. I need to show demos constantly. I need to show people who added me as a friend that maybe on some business stuff here with me why it's important to try this program out, why it's changed my life, why it's increasing my sales. And you get on it. You get into groups. You talk to groups. You interact with people. And you do that on a regular basis. And you, when you do that, people see it. This person is a real person. Not, let me post my link into these groups all day, because that's going to kick you out of the group. And then you're going to be mad. And you're going to say, this is a scam. Other ways, if I wanted to do something where I wanted to pay traffic, because paid traffic is faster. It's a lot faster than free. I can sit there, post an ad set, right? I can have one ad campaign, three ad sets. Out of those three, one of them's going to stand out. That one that stands out is going to be the one that's going to run through, and then I'm going to put more money into it. I want to drive. And then when I get sales from it, I'm not going to just take that money and go spend on crap. I'm going to put it right back into the business and scale it. That's what you want to do, and you're going to be doing it rapidly. You're going to say, okay, this one worked. Let me try a different one against it. And that's what you keep doing. You keep competing with yourself, with your ads. You get your traffic going, so you see the results a lot quicker. And you offer something with your products. You could test it out for free, or you could do it with basically dealing with paid traffic. But whatever you do, you got to have value behind what you're doing, and you got to be credible. You can't just sit there and post whenever it's you feel like it. You got to treat this as your baby. If you have a child, you just don't feed it whenever you feel like it. You feed that baby constantly. You care for that baby constantly. You love that baby constantly. You must do the same thing for your business. Now, as your business grows, as you do the automation like you're supposed to, like I talked about in my other courses or my other videos, you basically laid out everything that needs to be run automated. You may have to do one thing, make your ad, and your system's already in place. The auto production of showing a person a link to get there, your email responder, all your things are already set in the background. You just got to do this one simple thing for your input, and it runs through. And then sometimes that may not even be required. I had where I posted something, I say, months ago. All of a sudden, I check. I said, wait a minute, why do I got money coming in here? And come back to find out that someone seen a video that I posted 6 months ago and bought the book. I was like, wow. And that's why we do these things. That was something from YouTube. So it's constantly pushing, making things better than what they are. Don't let no one put the odds on you. You set your own odds. You set your own destiny. You create what you want to create. Don't let no one tell you that you're wrong. Okay? Please, guys, if you like what I just say, and you like the content that I'm bringing to you, the value that I'm offering to you, please like, comment, and share. Don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. You can get new updates on a constant basis. I will be coming back to do videos shortly, but right now we're doing podcasts. We want to make sure that a lot of people stay engaged, stay locked on to what we're doing here. Join our free course. Our free course is going to teach you how to operate Facebook to make money based off your profile. Absolutely free. A lot of people charge you an arm and leg for it, but I'm giving this to you for free. Check that out. Go ahead and join our group. The link's down below. Go ahead and like our page. You can get all the latest news from all those sources that I've just listed below. Okay? Please, don't be afraid to contact me. If you have questions about something, or something that you want me to talk about on this channel, I would do it. I thank you for all the contributors that listen and help with this channel. More to follow, more to come. Thank you. Stay connected with me, guys. Don't give up. Talk to you later.